Welcome to the Hummingbird Effect. Let us touch, move, and inspire you with our unfiltered, honest, life information that speaks to and nourishes your soul. With your host, Farika and Lakita. So what's today's sweet nectar?
Hey, hey, hey!
So we're doing something different in case you can't hear all that background music. That's right.
We're setting ourselves up for a party.
Yes, where the party at? Where the party at?
So this week's episode is going to be a little different in format, and that's because we want to take a quick break so we can go shake our booties in the dance floor. And at this picnic, what's the picnic?
The Philly Soul Picnic, June the 24th at Lemon Hill Mansion Park.
And you're hearing this because it's going to be a house music picnic. That's right.
Yeah.
You know it. And so, in this episode, it's going to be a shortened version of the next episode coming. So we kind of give you like a teaser.
Yeah.
Something new, right?
A little sweet nectar.
Yeah, a little sweet nectar. So let's get your little ears wet and ready for the real nectar.
Exactly. You know, sometimes it takes a minute to get some of that sweet nectar out of the flower.
Yes.
So we're going to give you just a little bit of what we've gotten so far, and then we'll give you the full
flower.
Exactly. Next week. Go shorty, it's your birthday. Mm-mm. Let's sip Bacardi cause it's your birthday.
I don't think so.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a cause it's your birthday. It's Farika's birthday, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Whoop-de-doo.
She's coming kicking and screaming. I'm sorry.
I'm always kicking and screaming because I don't consider myself aging, okay?
Oh man, it's the birthday episode. I'm trying to be party girl. She's trying to be
a person who ain't reflecting on the fact that she aged one more dang on year. Okay?
Oh Lord! So this pedal that we're introducing something new to you guys. This pedal that we're introducing.
Gemini in the house.
Oh Lord, Gemini, go ahead, Gemini, do your thing. Her other twin is out today, so don't mind her.
Huh? I don't even know what you're saying. What are you saying?
I said your other twin.
I don't know what you mean. I don't have a twin. Yes, I am a Gemini. I do not have a twin.
Oh,
in life,
Lord.
Okay?
Geminis have so many twins, they don't even realize that. They got about 20 or 30 people in them.
Misconception.
Whatever, dude. I work with you. I know.
Inti who?
Don't you believe it.
I'm going in kicking. As always, I'm going into every year kicking and screaming because I'm like, I don't consider myself older. I don't even consider my old. And then, you know, after we got the tattoo, last thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got a tattoo, y'all. It's just so fun. And the guy thought that we were both in our 30s, and we were like, yeah, we'll take that.
Yes.
And then we said, well, where in our 30s do you think we're at? And he was like, oh, 35. We was like, God bless your soul. God bless your soul. Can I take you with me? And like every time I feel bad about myself in some sort of way, like I feel like I gained too much weight for my age or whatever, I wanted you to pop out and be like, you look great.
Right, exactly. Can we just keep you in our back pocket just for a little while?
Because you don't understand. Like, well, we don't, you know, yeah, I don't like being, I think about who I am and who all the things that I do to keep current.
Right.
You know? And right. So it's like, when I think about, you know, just one more year, I'd be like, am I still current? Well, I'm hip to dip. You know, I want to be hip to dip.
Hip to dip. The ladies pimp. The women fight for my delight. But I'm the grandmaster with three MCs. Three late.
Okay, oh, anyway.
With the three MCs that rocks the house for the young ladies.
Cut. And we're not even doing that over because she just, anyway, we just told our age, first of all. This, second of all, we ain't even get the thing right. But that's not the point.
Right.
The thing is, I want to be hip to dip. Like, I got people that I know that are hip to dip, and I want to be current, not corny. So, welcome to episode 7.
Mm-mm. Oh, not episode 7.
It is not.
It is the petal episode.
The petal episode. Y'all want to know what that means? Okay, so that means it's going to be a shorter episode, first of all.
Yes.
So look for less content this time around and intentional, right? And then also, it's a snippet, basically, of what's to come.
It's a little more than a preview.
Yeah.
It's a little more than a snippet, though, in a preview. It's actually, it's a kind of combination.
Okay.
It's a piece of what we're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
For the next actual episode.
Yeah.
So, we're going
to celebrate Farika's birthday, which she doesn't want to admit to.
No, I don't
want
to unpack that bag yet.
Yeah, she's avoiding it like the plague, but we're celebrating Farika's birthday, so this week we're giving you a pedal. We don't want to, you know, we don't want you not to have anything.
And so it's a portion of a flower. So it's still a flower. It's just a portion of a flower. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay.
Yay.
And so that's what we'll be doing. So welcome again to episode pedal of the, this is the first opportunity of the pedal episode.
Welcome to our first pedal episode.
Mm-hmm.
I am your host, Lakita.
And I am Farika. Oh, I don't have
no voice.
Oh, man.
I'm sad. Though,
oh, no. No sad voice. No.
I'm going to do the grandma voice.
Nope.
With the cigarette on the lip.
No.
Well, then I ain't got no voice today.
No voice today. Just regular old Farika because, again, it's your birthday. Yay! Woo-hoo. So, you can always hear us, catch us on Google Play Music, Stitcher, and iTunes.
iTunes. What? How we miss iTunes? That's the number one thing.
Sorry, iTunes and Libsyn. Mm-hmm. And you can catch those links in our descriptions. On Facebook, our description, the links are all there. All you have to do is just click on it. So you'll see iTunes, you'll see Libsyn, you'll see Google SoundPlay.
And don't forget there's Google app Play for Music all of that.
Yes.
So whatever phone you are using, Android or Apple iPhone, you can find an app for all of the things we just mentioned. Stitcher, there's an app. iTunes, there's an app if you have an Apple apparatus.
Yep.
Google Play Music is for Androids.
Yep.
And there's an app for that.
Yep.
So there's an app. Okay, people? An app.
Yay! Okay. we want you guys to give us feedback about this pedal episode since it's new. It's something that we're trying out. And listen, people, please give us feedback. We enjoy your feedback. Whatever you have to say, we take to heart. And that's part of the, you know, again, that's the whole purpose of the hummingbird effect. Be a hummingbird, please. Mm-hmm. And give us, you know, some...
Keep your wings humming. Yeah. And don't forget the discussion group. There's always an opportunity to... you know, create community, because that's what we're trying to do, is create a community of like minds. And so don't forget to go there and share with your fellow hummingbirds.
Yeah, because you are an innovator as well. That's the whole point of the hummingbird effect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And one more thing. We mentioned the discussion group. Oh,
yeah.
Can you rate and review us? And we said 5 stars. Don't be trying for no 2. Don't be thinking about no 1s. No, I'm joking. Don't have me come and get you. And some of y'all, just my clients, don't have your hair somehow magically disappear.
Please forgive her. Her Gemini twin is really showing this week. I don't understand why.
Help me. Knows she getting old.
Help me.
And she's giving less Fs as she gets older.
Oh, no, Lord. Anywho, please rate. Rate us as well.
Yeah.
Rate and review.
Because we know you love it, and we know that we want to be able to consistently give you more.
Yes.
And so that if we get more reviews, it gives us more opportunities in the podcast world to be able to present to you and to give to you more.
Yes. Because we love you too.
We do.
So we came to this pedal episode just by happenstance. We were actually planning episode 7, and we got a visit from my niece and my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Kimberly Fox. Oh, sorry, Kim. Mrs. Brooks, Kimberly Brooks, and Mr. Nathaniel Brooks. I'm sorry. My nephew's nickname is Little Chubb, so I'm gonna call him Little Chubb. Mm-hmm. Mama call him Clay. I'm gonna call him Clay. Mm-hmm. Little
grown man. I'm just messing with you.
Little Chubb. They both came to visit. And as we were planning, we decided to talk to them about their take on who they felt was current and not corny in terms of aging, because Farika's having a little bit of a hard time.
I don't know if it's with a little. This aging go with a process.
So episode 7, we're actually going to address, you know, how do we mature without feeling old?
Yes.
And so this pedal is just going to give you a piece of the conversation that we had with them. But first, we're going to hear from Farika and her feelings about turning another year older.
The question is... Okay.
Why are people acting like they too old for stuff?
Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm too old for this.
Old, old, old.
That's what I said.
Old, old, old. And I'm telling you,
I'm going out like sprawled across the door of life. I'm kicking and screaming. I'm kicking and screaming. But it just cranks me up when people are like, girl, ain't nobody got time for that right now. Girl, I'm 46. I'm 49. I'm 50. I'm 55. I'm like, what they gotta do with anything?
You don't want them to age themselves.
Yeah. Right. I guess that's what it is. Still be a little hip to dip. You know what I mean? Well, then I do love my client, like I said, because I see myself as that's what I aspire for. Like, I want to be the one that slides into the salon and be like, so, did you know? Yeah, that's right, because I'm up on it. I want to be the up on it.
You don't forever drive me nuts. I'm like, okay. And that will be the way that I know everything. Yeah, okay, no chills. Is that what the kids are saying now?
So 20 years from now, I'll be like, Lakita.
Right.
You're going to be like, oh, Lord. I thought she was out of this.
So I don't mind, you know, getting older. I'm not, you know, getting older and going kicking and screaming into becoming an older woman. I mean, I'm a couple of years now away from the big 5-0. That's not what bothers me. That's not, you know, I feel like I'm current because I have kids. Like, I feel like, you know, I do things that I do things not based on my age. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's what you're afraid of, that, you know, people are going to, like you say, should you to death, should on you. You should, for your age, be doing this, or you should. So I don't think you want to be put into a box. And I think you're afraid that you're going to get put into that, oh, you're this age, so you have to be in this age box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that comes from all different angles, though. That's more, it's the pressure. Funny is that it comes more from people our age than it does from people who are younger than us.
I know.
You know, the people who are younger are like, oh my God, you look great for your age. And I didn't think you were that. I mean, look at the guy that did the tattoos.
Exactly.
And he was like, I thought you were both in your mid-30s. And we were like, yes, bless your heart.
Exactly. Exactly.
We want to take you with us.
Right. Exactly.
Put you in our little pockets.
Right.
But you get it. I was going to say, the reason why I don't want to be put in a box is because you got people who are, you know, for example, even dating.
Yeah.
You know, men tell you, oh, you're past your prime. But then on the flip, this, you know, doctors or whatever, you know, studies have been shown that women are more sexually active and in tune with themselves as they age into their 40s. But yet you got Gumby over here, you know.
Looking for that hot young thing.
He looking for the hot young thing, and he ain't even ready. He can't handle.
I was gonna say, he can't keep up with young thing. Young thing can put him in the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just those type of things. But then I just think about, we just made a stereotype too about older men.
Yeah.
Some of them got stamina.
next subject.
Okay, right. No. So, I'm just saying, like, society puts you in a box, and it comes from all different angles. So, yeah, I don't, maybe that is it.
That's the fear.
And, you know, I don't have kids, so, you know, I live vicariously through other people's kids and stuff, you know, of keeping me youthful and young and hip and stuff. You know, that's probably why I like Cardi B.
right. Well, yeah, you like her.
but I'm just saying, like, you know, I do like being, and then, you know, I just, overall, as a personality, I've always been about trends, but more not necessarily following them all, but just being aware of them and then setting my own pace, you know, being in my own world of sorts, because I always felt like I knew I'm always ahead of my friends in regards to knowing things, but that's just because I like to know things.
Yeah, walking Google.
Yeah.
if we haven't fully introduced ourselves, but Farika is the walking Google. And we'll get back to that sooner or later. Yeah, we'll get back to our intro sooner or later, and then you'll hear the full introduction of Farika.
Okay, just put it in this terms. I like fun facts. I live for fun facts.
Now, look, does that age you? Now, you the old woman. Girl, do you know that 6,500?
No.
That
I
old woman on the step that knows everything.
No, but I just love history.
Okay, history.
I really do. I love history because I feel like I mean, it's like storytelling, you know, or at least that's how I interpret it. You know, I never looked at it as like all those dates and all that. I'm like, wait a second, let's talk about Louis. Let's talk about King Henry VIII and his sloppy butt, you know,
right? I hear you.
All in wives and stuff, form your own church just so you can divorce one woman to go sleep with another. Get your life. But anyway.
Right. But I think the other thing that we are, I think we are the... You, like you said, the youthful representatives of our age group. There are some folks.
That's true.
That, and I think here's the other fear of getting older. Mm-hmm. Because there are some folks that have a tendency to be, try to be current, but they corny.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, you know, the old dude.
I hope
that,
I'm not corny.
I know, I'm trying not to be. But see, I think part of that is, though, I don't try to do, like I don't try to wear certain...
Bodycon.
Exactly.
Bodycon and your body... Well, your body is different, but some people be wearing them bodycon outfits and their bodies ain't contouring. Like, the whole bodycon stands for body contouring, not conning your body into believing it's small again.
Right, exactly.
And that it looks good in that shit.
Exactly.
Because that's what bodycon seems to be turning into these days. Yeah. Like, you know.
Right, or the old dude that tries to wear the
muscle shirts.
The muscle shirts, or the what do we say? The slim,
skinny jeans.
The skinny jeans. But they got Dunlap disease because their stomach done lapped over their belt. Yeah. No. You know what I mean? That type of stuff. Or, you know, or they're still trying to rock the young boys look. You know, wear the sneakers all the time with the sweatsuits and the... No. No. You know?
That's true. And I have seen people... And that's when you can earmark where they... What decade was good for them.
Right, yep. Because they refuse to let it go. Because
they still looking like they in that decade.
Exactly.
Like, it ain't the 90s no more.
Exactly.
You can let that go.
Exactly. Look, one of my... A line from a movie that I really like. You know, is that a members only jacket? Are you the only remaining member? Exactly. There you go. Oh, God. What movie is that? Oh, man. I can't remember the name of it.
Never mind. But that's funny. I never heard it, but I love it because it is true. That decade was good for you, huh? You ain't going to even let it go, huh? Not even now.
Exactly.
Not even 30 years later, huh?
Exactly. So I think that we get a little afraid of that. But I think one of the ways that I kind of avoid that, and I know one of the ways that you kind of avoid that, is that we look at the people that are... our age or older that are current and not corny.
That's true. I mean, I live and love me some Auntie Maxine.
Maxine Waters. Oh, I love her.
The fact that we're calling her Auntie Maxine, yes. First of all, and she hasn't done anything. Honestly, if you think about it, she really hasn't done anything to be quote unquote current other than she has become the current, right?
Exactly.
She's now what people and politicians are looking for and looking at as far as observing her behavior and what she's up to and stuff. But because she's still old school, she's still authentic.
But she's pushing the new agenda. That's what it is.
Yeah,
she's contemporary with her.
You're right. She stays current with the trends of politics for the younger generation.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, instead of trying to...
Hello, old white man that's sitting in the Oval Office.
Don't be really giving him no... Don't be talking about him on
our
microphone.
Show.
This
Sorry.
Is my Oops. Microphone.
My point is...
I'm kidding.
The memo is to these older politicians who try to remain stagnant.
Dinosaurs, yes. And they want the rest of the world who's getting younger to come up and the old school.
Exactly.
That's, I mean, to look at the whole, their whole policy is make America great for who and when, what decade are we talking about going, reverting back to?
And making it great again. It's never going to be great like that for y'all.
Right.
Sorry.
Days are over.
You passed your prime. Look, you can't be the only member in the members only jacket.
Seriously.
Let it go.
Feel like the only thing you get from the past, only future you can get from the past is a future you've already lived. Because if you keep doing the past, that means you haven't done a future.
Exactly.
Because you're still stuck there. You know what I mean?
So exactly.
It's like, how you think you're going to take and reverse a whole nation to go backwards with you because you think it was great for you
right.
back then? Again,
right.
Well, that decade was good for you, huh? You don't want to let it go, huh?
Exactly.
Not even 50 years later. Not even 60 years later. You don't want to let it go, huh?
Exactly. But moving on. Mm-hmm. Another person that I think is really current and not corny, Jennifer Lopez.
I like Jennifer Lopez.
Me too. J-Lo.
J-Lo, you know, I think, you know, I'm sure she has some people who don't like her. But I like her because she has stuck to herself. Mm-hmm. And she just progresses and she takes on the trends, but she lives a life, she insists on living a life where she can take on these trends.
That's true.
I mean, Jennifer Lopez, they talk about, she's real particular about her food, her
she
diet,
doesn't drink.
Her eating, mm-hmm. Her workouts, mm-hmm. her regimes and all, you know, regimens and stuff like that. She's very particular, mm-hmm. so that she can get up there and dance like she's still 25 on the stage, you know?
Exactly. And I mean, if you think about it, if you're a younger person looking at that, of course you're going to, you know, you're going to like her.
Mm-hmm.
The other person that I think, and we really don't, a lot of us don't really talk about it, but Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres looks damn good. She just turned 60.
But I'm not even talking about specifically her looks, although, yes, she does look good for 60. I'm talking
about... Some people age like milk. She's still aging like wine. Let's give her a round of applause for her Chardonnay look.
You're right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Her Chardonnay look is good. You're right.
Her Chardonnay look is good. But I'm talking about, again, her staying current with current, you know,
yes.
technology and ideas. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, she likes to dance.
Right. Yep. The dancing.
She likes the dance.
Music.
And the music is mm-hmm. that's her thing, and it keeps her young because, and then, you know, she does have a talk show where she has to speak and engage with a variety of people, which probably lends to her youth. You know what I mean? Her feeling or her outer being of youthfulness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm sure at night she goes probably be like, "Ooh, that been gay." Or whatever. Like we all
ooh, do. I shouldn't have done that little move there, right?
Oh, Lord, I need to go work this out later.
Exactly.
And speaking of dancing and staying current and looking good and everybody love her, I don't care what age you are, Michelle Obama.
Oh, please, yes. Think about that little girl who saw her portrait.
Oh, my God.
And was like, she is a queen.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
I love that.
That was...
Mm-hmm. Look at that connection between generation and generation. You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing is that these people, when you're current and you're not corny about it,
mm-hmm.
you're bridging a gap between generations. And what I mean by that is she's a bridge. We are bridges of gaps between our parents
mm-hmm.
and children or our children or children under, you know, the youth under us, right?
Exactly.
Because I think I personally think we're one of the... youngest generation. We're the hip-hop generation.
Right, and I think that's also what keeps us, some of us, current, I mean, to some degree, that mm-hmm. it keeps us youthful.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of trends we set. We set a lot of these trends.
Exactly.
You know, or we were at the beginning or the crust of a lot of trends, including technology.
True.
We're children of technology. We are the real children of technology.
Exactly.
Because when we were the ones who were in schools when PCs first got created.
Exactly.
So, of course, out of us would come another generation
mm-hmm.
or two later
mm-hmm.
that we would create kids who are technology savvy at two. You know?
Right. Well, that. And then the other thing I thought about was that, you know, our parents back in the day, their music was jazz.
Mm.
And we didn't kind of, well, at least my parents, their music, the mm-hmm. pop music for them was jazz. We like it. We play it a little bit, but we didn't take that over. Like the kids of our generation are taking over hip hop or have taken over hip hop. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They've taken it and spun it on its ear, just like they've taken technology that we've started and spun it on his ear. And they've also adopted, remember now, the high top. Think about the young boys, they sport a high top fade, but they sport it in their way with the curliness and this, that, thus, and the. So we connect more with with the generations under us, like you said, we're the bridge mm-hmm. because we had that youthful thing. That hip hop makes us youthful.
But also we directly mm-hmm. grew up with hip hop.
Right.
We're not the pioneers because we're not old enough to have pioneered, but we were the children of hip hop. So once again, of course our children or the children under us will be born and raised in hip hop.
And then,
because, you know, Will Smith is our age.
Exactly.
He was a teenager.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
When he came out and, speaking of current, not corny,
I think
he's current, not necessarily. He's kind of current. He is kind of Uncle Willie at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't look at him like they look at somebody else. But when they do talk about, you know, current and not corny, they talk about Will Smith. Mm-hmm. But I kind of want to take that now and segue into our guest because, our guests speak a lot about, you know, who they feel, who are the people that are our age that are current but not corny. And they named a couple people that we didn't even think about, and I didn't realize
how we didn't know how old they were.
That's my point. And that and the
which should be a good thing again.
Exactly. That and the fact that I forgot my point. It's okay. That's the only thing about aging that I don't like. Now, if I want to kick and scream about something, it's that.
Yeah. Can I get my memories back? Can I get my short-term memory?
Exactly. I mean, it was right on the tip of my tongue. It'll come back to me later. But we're going to, just like we played your little, you know, your mm-hmm. conversation, mm-hmm. we're going to go ahead and play my niece and nephew, Mrs. Brooks. I have to say, start off with Mrs. Brooks. They just got married in November, so they're still newlyweds. I'm still very excited about that.
Okay.
So Mrs. Brooks and Mr. Brooks, mm-hmm. we're going to, you know, play how the young folks actually feel about this. You know, what it shows is how we, like you said, how we are the bridge. Okay? So we're going to
be conscious that mm-hmm. this is recorded.
Yeah.
So there might be a difference in sound and everything because it literally was a spontaneous thing. And we didn't really even consider about anything else but listening and vibing and talking. So.
Right. So it's really a conversation. So you're he'll hear a lot of voices and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So then who else besides Will Smith would you say is cool, is, what did we say, like current but not corny?
Oh, yeah. Like current. Oh, we mm-hmm. said, what we say? 2 Chainz, we said.
Yeah, two. That really got me. I'm still surprised.
Well, we said about
I think
the two
all
people.
The, like the black like actresses, like the Gabrielle.
True.
Who else? Regina Hall.
We were talking about Viola Davis. She just took this picture. Looks stunning. It was a side profile. I don't know, but I mean, to be 50-some years old.
Well, no, Angela Bassett.
But see, but we talk about their age of grace, but that don't, like, they're not current.
Current.
They're doing it.
Right.
They still doing what they've been doing.
I would have never in a million years guessed that Gabrielle Union is 40. Ever.
Yeah.
Really?
I never would have guessed.
You're right.
No,
she's way like people in young
30.
Though, too.
Like, I would think
in your head, she was 30. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, Gabrielle keeps it, and she doesn't look it in her face and body.
Yeah,
it.
No, but you're right. Just kind of mm-hmm.
You're right, and it's interesting because she's like 43.
Yeah, no, she's 44. She's going to be 46, I think, in October.
So here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that she's even younger than me, and she's closer to age to me than I thought that she was.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she really is a lot more current than mm-hmm. I would, you know, and it didn't even click until you said that. But yeah, you're right, because mm-hmm. I'm thinking she's like 30-something.
Because I mean, think about the men that, like, when they were all in, like, the black films together, like, all like the Morris
mm-hmm.
Chestnut,
mm-hmm.
Seasons, when they were all, look at them.
And you like, look at the women they were with, co-starring
like,
with.
It's like a 10-year difference.
Yeah.
From those, but
yeah.
Two, you know what
right.
I mean? So,
but
I think
also, too, a lot of it. No, I'm not gonna say a lot of it, but with my observation, what I feel like a lot of it got to do is when the older generation masters social media, you're able to keep up, because everything mm-hmm. current is happening on social media. So when you look at, you know, mm-hmm. certain people that we even just talked about, we realized that they were able to keep up because I see Gabrielle Union on Snapchat working out.
Yeah,
you know, we see Will Smith on Instagram. We see Rick Ross everywhere. You know what I'm saying? We see 2 Chainz everywhere. But now her and Jay-Z are aging corny. Like, they aging
you're
corny
right.
because that last song that they had was corny to me.
Which really?
Song? I the
one
the
with
the
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
I put the yeah.
With,
that
was,
what's
his name?
That was. First of all, listen, no, first of all, she knew, we agreed that it was corny when it was out. Now that it's old, and you you know, whatever, out the way, and now all of a sudden she like it. But
well,
at the end
if
of the day,
you also notice it didn't stay that long on the chart.
And that's not like them. So you know that they tried, but you can still make music, but y'all gonna have to kind of stay in your lane because certain stuff gonna hit. Certain stuff is gonna hit because it's y'all, but is it gonna, like you said, be on the charts a long time? Mm-hmm. Like most of y'all hits usually are. Mm-hmm. Probably not. And man, that's the first time that that's happened that I've seen. That's the first time, but maybe, mm-hmm. hopefully they noticed, but maybe that'll be a trend when they
not,
come out with their stuff and try.
Not corny.
I mean, no, all the music corny, not corny. Corny. All the no, all the music is not corny. It was that song in particular where they really tried to have that sound by putting Future on it and by, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, nah, y'all should have just stayed
in the background.
It, you know, I like the other one that they came out with before that. The one with DJ Khaled, shining. That was in their lane. That was a Beyonce song. Trying to keep up.
I also think though to overlook maybe the Obamas are definitely, I feel like, pretty current.
Yes, they are.
I think it's because of Michelle though.
So there you have it. I hope you like it.
It's our petal episode.
And, you know, of course, it's short and it's sweet, and that was the whole point.
To get to the point.
But, again, we hope that you liked it. We hope that you enjoyed just that snippet of what's to come. We will give you the full flower the next episode around. So, enjoy as we go and enjoy. Uh-oh, here comes the music. And we're out. It's gonna set you free. Move your body. It's gonna set you free. Move your body. It's gonna set you free. Move your body. 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 Hold up.
Wait a minute.
We can't do the outro yet. We still have one more announcement for the church.
Yes. Kim is launching a podcast on June 17th. It's called Group Chat. You can find it at soundcloud.com/groupchatpc. Thank you, Kim, so much for being our guest.
How can I forget my little chub? But that's not his government name. When you are looking for a home in the DMV area, call Legacy Home Team and ask for Nate Brooks at 202-577-1059. Thank you too, Nate.
Share the sweet nectar of your life. Give us your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Hit us up on our Facebook page at The Hummingbird Effect Podcast or slide into our DMs on Facebook Messenger. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, or Gmail in the links in our bio. Thank you for listening.